An infant in western Alaska died of whooping cough last month. It is the first recorded death from the disease in the state since 2002. The infant was younger than 2 months, the age when whooping cough vaccinations start. The bacterial infection, which is also known as pertussis, is extremely contagious, and the number of cases in Alaska started increasing dramatically late last year. KCAW's Ann Bryce spoke with Alaska's state epidemiologist, who explains why rates are so high in Alaska.
Since January, over 130 cases of whooping cough, or pertussis, have already been reported in Alaska. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says pertussis tends to follow a cyclical pattern. Every 2 or 3 years, the Pacific Northwest and the rest of the U.S. will experience an uptick in cases.
So we're only in April, and we're already looking at 131 cases. Now, last year was 2012 was represented a huge uptick in the number of cases compared to previous years. So our total for 2012 was 355. And so the 2012 epidemic is carrying into 2013 here in Alaska.
Compare those numbers to 2011, when there were only 24 cases, and the year before, when there were only 45. He says there are many ways to avoid contracting pertussis. First and foremost, get vaccinated. Number two, wash your hands frequently.
Because, you know, those respiratory secretions can easily be on another person's hand. If you shake their hand, they can be on doorknobs, they can be on tables and chairs, things that we commonly touch. And then if we touch our noses or mouth, they can get into our system that way.
Infants are at the highest risk for hospitalization and death. He also says that over time, immunity to pertussis wanes. So for kids who have had the vaccine as part of their normal list of immunizations, their immunity is high. But doctors have recently seen an increase in pertussis cases in adolescents and adults who have already been vaccinated.
So it could be that in the near future, the CDC and the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice may decide to go ahead and recommend another booster shot of Tdap vaccine. We're still waiting to see what CDC recommends on that.
McLaughlin says that immunization coverage rates are low in Alaska, and that it's one of the biggest contributors to the high rates of pertussis infection. He says that some people don't get vaccines because they fear risk of serious side effects, but he says the risk is small compared to what could happen if you contract pertussis. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.